The Czech Republic has been heavily criticised in recent years for allowing corruption to flourish, particularly for refusing to abolish anonymous stock certificates known as bearer shares. Anti-corruption campaigners say these unregistered paper shares are of great value to corrupt businessmen and dirty politicians, especially in doling out lucrative public tenders. Now, however, as Rob Cameron reports, their days are numbered.
The Czech Republic has witnessed massive abuse of public funds in the last decade. Billions of crowns of taxpayers' money has been siphoned off to shady businessmen in dodgy public tenders and other rackets. The gigantic solar power subsidy fraud, the hugely overpriced open card travel pass tender and the VZP electronic health book system are just three examples. In all three cases, police and other authorities found their hands were tied when trying to establish who owned the companies in question and who benefited from the fraud. This is because it was impossible to identify the shareholders, because the company's stocks were issued as so-called bearer shares, unregistered paper stock certificates that don't carry the holder's name. In a number of cases, it's transpired that a company which won a public tender was linked to the official who decided the outcome of that tender. But from January 1, 2014, bearer shares will cease to exist after the lower house voted almost unanimously to abolish them. Anti-corruption campaigners like Jiří Boldal from the NGO Reconstructing the State say the legal change represents a small step towards stamping out corruption.
Well, we as the Czech Republic are one of the countries who have the form of the shares which is absolutely anonymous. It means that the holder of the share is the person who holds it in the hand.
Physically in his home, under his bed, or whatever.
Yes, when you give it to other person, then he is the owner of the company. So this is really so quick. And we believe that this is so easy that corruption is easy as well. So now as they are to be changed for the registered form of shares, we hope this is not a solution for everything, but the investments to hide the real owners will be much more higher.
There are some 25,000 joint stock companies in this country. The majority, some 14,000, issue their stock as bearer shares, meaning no one, not the police, not the courts, not even the stock exchange, knows who owns them. From 2014, the owners of bearer shares will have three choices: depositing them under their name with a bank, depositing them with the central depository at the Prague Stock Exchange, or exchanging them for shares which do carry their name. For some, the government-sponsored legislation doesn't go far enough. The leftist opposition tried to attach an amendment which would force companies bidding for public tenders to reveal their ownership structure. That failed. Bearer shares do exist outside the Czech Republic. They're not a Czech invention. But only here are they perceived as such a huge contributing factor towards allowing corruption to fester in the economy. Critics say corrupt Czech businessmen will simply move their companies to tax havens abroad, like Cyprus, where anonymous stocks are legal, and then apply for Czech public tenders from there. But for anti-corruption campaigners, abolition of bearer shares is a start.
Rob Cameron with that report.